From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has strongly condemned the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. The president called the attacks barbarous. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry on Thursday said bilateral engagement with Russia over Syria is irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place.
The bombing of Aleppo right now is inexcusable. It's beyond any, beyond the pale of any notion of strategic or otherwise. It's indiscriminate.
Kerry spoke Thursday during a Washington forum. Somalia's government is demanding an explanation from the United States for a Wednesday airstrike in central Somalia. The Pentagon said in a news release on Thursday that its forces launched what it called a self-defense strike against al-Shabaab near the town of Galkayo. It says at least 9 militants were killed in the attack. A local official tells VOA that the attack killed 13 state soldiers, but in a statement Thursday, U.S. Africa Command said allegations of any non-combatant casualties were incorrect. India's army said Thursday that it launched what it called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said U.S. relations with both nations are important.
Ambassador Rice made clear that the United States continues to be concerned by the danger that cross-border terrorism poses to the region. And the United States fully expects that Pakistan will take effective action to combat and delegitimize UN-designated terrorist individuals and entities.
The strikes followed a militant attack in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. U.S. President Barack Obama is flying to Israel, where he will speak at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Mr. Obama will lead a delegation of 32 U.S. officials. Major U.S. presidential candidates Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned Thursday in the states where each won their first electoral victory during the primaries. Trump campaigned in New Hampshire, questioning his opponent's honesty.
Hillary Clinton is an insider fighting only for herself and for her donors. I'm an outsider fighting for you. Everything you need to know about Hillary Clinton, sometimes referred to as Crooked Hillary, can be understood with a simple but very important phrase: follow the money.
Meanwhile, Clinton made an appearance in Iowa, where she had some accusations of her own.
One of the things that we have found out is that, as his own campaign manager said about him, Donald Trump has built a lot of businesses on the backs of the little guy. Her words. And I have met people who have been the victims of his refusal to honor contracts, to pay what had been bargained for.
Hillary Clinton. At least one person was killed and more than 100 injured Thursday when a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. A city spokesman says the train derailed and plowed through a platform during the morning rush hour.
The train made a big bomb noise. We all thought it was a bomb. That's what everybody thought, because it sounded like a bomb. And when I ran out and looked to the right, I just saw people on the ground.
The cause of the crash has not yet been determined. A study by the World Health Organization finds negative attitudes toward older people can badly affect their physical and mental well-being and shorten their lives. Lisa Schlein reports.
A World Health Organization survey of more than 83,000 people in 57 countries finds 60% of participants have little respect for older people, with negative attitudes higher in richer countries. The analysis confirms that ageism is pervasive and extremely common. WHO Director of Aging and Life Course John Beard says even older people believe negative stereotypes that old age limits their capacity and that they are a burden on society. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.